The number of Florida travelers who contracted a painful mosquito-borne illness that's spreading like wildfire throughout the Americas now stands at 81 people. Florida's Department of Health says 15 new cases of the chikungunya virus were reported last week. Officials say all the patients documented in Florida contracted the virus while traveling in the Caribbean. Chikungunya is transmitted to humans by infected mosquitoes. It was documented in 40 countries in Asia, Africa, and Europe before it was first confirmed in the Caribbean late last year. The World Health Organization estimates there are about 350,000 cases of chikungunya throughout the Americas. Symptoms typically begin 3 to 7 days after being bitten by a mosquito and include fever and very severe joint pain. There's no vaccine, but here's the good news. Health officials say the disease is rarely fatal. A South Florida community health center has just won a major grant from the federal agency in charge of taking care of the country's uninsured citizens. And as WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo tells us, Community Health of South Florida already knows where it will spend the $2 million.
The money will be used to train doctors in family medicine, psychiatry, and obstetrics. 13 medical residents in South Florida will focus on the needs of patients newly insured by the Federal Affordable Care Act. Community Health's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Omofa, says the new law is spotlighting the shortage of primary physicians.
In the next few years, the waiting time for our patients to see their primary care physicians becomes much longer.
Dr. Omofa says in the past, most of the training came at hospitals through Medicaid and Medicare. During Community Health's 3 to 4 year program, residents can provide primary care directly to the community at the centers.
By training residents in these locations where many patients will seek services, it increases the chance that these residents will stay in these communities when they graduate.
Residents will be working in 10 health centers in the Keys, South Dade, and Coconut Grove. Training will also be at Larkin Hospital and Jackson South Hospital in Miami. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
For months now, Miami-Dade officials have been racking their brains for ways to keep their libraries fully funded. And last night, they think they found a way. Miami-Dade commissioners voted to slightly raise the property tax ceiling to benefit the county's libraries. They say the increase would prevent library staff layoffs. But Mayor Carlos Jimenez could veto the commission's decision to raise the tax higher than he recommended. Commissioners approved the other tax rates proposed by Jimenez, so police and other public services still face cuts. His proposed budget calls for the elimination of 600 county jobs, and most of those would come from the police force. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.